Hey, everyone. My name is Sergio, but you can call me Serge.
And this is Jamari.
Yes.
I don't have a special tagline.
One day. We got you.
One day.
But we, so this is Drag and Draft, a new podcast that we have created. We're going to do a mix of, what is it, football, fantasy, and drag race, right?
Yeah, like fantasy football.
I said football fantasy. Can you start to watch football?
Fantasy football and drag race. So what we'll do is at the beginning of every season, you know, there's like a Meet the Queens, and we'll sit back and we'll watch the Meet the Queens, and from there, we'll come back and decide on who, like, who gets what queen. We'll split the cast up into two separate teams, and we'll basically be trying to see who's gonna come out on top at the end of the season. Like, who picks the winning girl, who gets the, who's the team with the most wins, who's the team with the most lip sync wins, most losses, you know, just competition.
Basically. Yes.
Just competition.
Yes, because we're two Aries, two competitive ass Aries.
Very.
And it's really fun to see who ends up on top. Instead of calling it teams, we're going to call it houses. And we are like the fathers, the dads of each house.
Father of the house.
Huh?
I said father of the house.
The father of the house. Okay. We're dads. So if you didn't realize, draft and drag is D-A-D, dad. So, yeah. So we're going to be the dads of our houses. So this episode is just an introduction to our podcast. Going to let y'all know what our podcast is about. We're going to be sharing the rules that we have for this. And we're also going to have an Instagram. So y'all can follow us on Instagram. We're going to share it in the next episode on what the Instagram, the at name is, where y'all can interact with us and vote and just see the progress of our houses and see who ends up on top at the end of the season. I think it'll be a fun experience.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be good.
Yes. This is a podcast between me and my friend Jamari. Jamari lives in Arkansas and I live in Maryland, unfortunately. And we've known each other for how many years?
I think since 20, I want to say since 2020.
So like 5 years, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So yeah, we know each other since 2020. So we've known each other for 5 years and haven't met yet, unfortunately. But we will one day. Okay.
One day.
But we've been really close since then. And yeah, to get to know us a little more. My name is Sergio, but you can call me Serge. I've been in and out of social media since I was middle school. I do modeling. I do some photography. I do a lot of TikTok, fashion TikToks. I try to be out here. I really want to get into fashion and acting and just being in the entertainment industry. So that's what I'm getting into. I've been on break from YouTube for a long while, but I'm getting back into it. And yeah, I've done 2 podcasts before and now I'm back. I am 25 at the moment. I am an Aries.
Wait, what are your placements? What are your placements? Your big three.
My big three? Oh Lord. Okay, my sun sign is Aries, moon and rising is Aquarius.
So, ooh.
Yeah. Also Venus and Taurus. In case I am still single. By the time this submits. I'm sorry, whoever I'm talking to at the moment. I'm a Venus and Taurus as well. But yeah. And I love Drag Race. So that's why we're doing this podcast.
My name's Jamari. I am from Arkansas, born and raised, sadly. I've known Sergio for the past 5 years. Probably one of the most meaningful friendships I've made on this earth, like literally.
Do you want to share how we met?
Okay, So we met off, what was the app called? Was it like Temu?
Tamey.
It was like T-A-I-M-U, something like that. But we met off that app back in like late 2019, early 2020.
Yeah.
And yeah.
We were going to date.
Yeah. But it didn't work out because, you know, distance. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I'm glad it didn't work out because we got to go, like, expand and see, like, different parts of ourselves. And actually, like, there were moments, like, in my life where, like, Sergio was, like, the only one I could talk to about stuff.
Aww.
And, like, he helped me through a lot of stuff. So, definitely.
Vice versa.
Literally best friend, like, family, basically.
Oh.
But we became friends over our love of drag. We've been talking about drag since, I want to say it's like season 12.
Some long time.
Long time ago. Yes. Like, literally was set up, FaceTime each other, and cry at the season finale whenever a queen won that we've been waiting for.
Yes.
I'm currently don't have a career in mind at the moment, just figuring myself out.
No, I'm not.
Let's do in life.
Yep.
I've made a lot of big changes in my life this past year, and I'm just really excited for what 2025 has to see. Well, for the most part, you know, we're not gonna get political or anything like that. But
no, yeah. This is not a political podcast, so
no, none of that.
Please come here just for the fun of it, just to escape the real world.
Yes.
Because the real world is shitty right now.
Yes. But that's all about me.
What's your three big threes?
Sonny. Oh, yeah, my big three. My sun and moon are in Aries, and hold on, I forgot.
Bam! How do you forget your big three?
No, because I forgot. Okay, listen, there's a whole like thing with this. I had I was trying to figure it out, and I kept getting my birth time wrong, but I kept getting it mixed. It was like it went from Pisces. I thought it was rising in Pisces, but I'm actually a Cancer rising, which makes so much more sense.
Mm.
Yeah, those are my big three.
What was your moon sign?
Aries.
Sun and moon. Double Aries.
Yes.
Ooh.
What was that?
No. We love Aries in this channel. It would be weird if we didn't.
Right.
Oh, okay. Did you want to share anything else? I have another idea.
No, that's it for me.
Okay, so I think it'll be fun. Who are some favorite queens that you know, that you like?
Oh, you already know. I love Jada Essence Hall.
Yes.
Shout out to Miss Jada.
By the way, quick. I met her. I met Jada Essence Hall at Baltimore Eagle. We took a picture together. We follow each other on social media. You were following her on Twitter, right?
Yeah. Oh, I do have a Twitter.
Yeah, y'all was following her on Twitter.
Yeah, she followed me on Twitter. Oh my god. I will say she followed me first. Oop. Ah. But yes.
One thing I do remember her saying me, telling me, because I told her I want to be actor, and I was like, I just told her I want to be an actor, and she's like, you have the face for it, baby. You know, just do it. You look good. You should do it. I said, okay. Oh, it touched my heart. I loved it.
Yes.
What other queens you love?
Love Simone, representing Arkansas, but more so LA. But we love Simone. Yes. Come with. But literally the first two queens I cried for when they won.
Mm-hmm.
Love Bianca. She was the first drag queen I watched on TV and fell in love with.
Hold on, do you still have the notes for our houses?
Oh my god.
Okay, so quick thing. So we are so obsessed with Drag Race. we made like a made up, like, if we had a drag house, who what queens we would have on them, like as our mother, our cousin, Hold on, let me see if I can find it on mine. Do you still have yours?
I'm looking now. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh, my goodness. You share yours as I'm trying to find mine.
Okay, so we did, like... So, this is so funny. We did, like, 2 drag moms, like, 3 drag aunts.
Oop, I gotta change somebody.
No, you gotta keep it. You gotta keep it.
I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna keep it. Go ahead.
You have to keep it. We did, like, 2 drag moms, 3 drag aunts, and 2 drag cousins.
Oh, 2? I had 3.
You had 3? I only had 2. But I put, literally, the first 2 queens I named, Jade Essence Hall as mom and Simone. And then I had, as my aunts, Olivia Lux and Jaden Dior Fierce.
Okay.
And Akira C. Davenport. Okay. And then I had Miss Mohart as... Honestly, I'm going to switch that up. Aunt number 2 is definitely Mohart. Then we'll have
who
cousin...
Who you switched out?
Olivia Lux. I switched them.
Oh, so Olivia's your cousin?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I had Anitra. Oh, wait, I didn't mean it like that.
You know, that's my 3rd cousin too. Did we talk about that?
I'm dead. Now we related.
We're related. Hey.
I'm so dead.
What was your cousins again?
It was Olivia Lux and Anitra.
Okay. I don't know why I have 3 cousins. Okay, so my drag mom is Taze. My 2nd drag mom, I put Alaska. And by the way, we pick these queens based off our personalities.
Yes, yes.
So, my 1st drag mom is Taze. Love Taze down. I am obsessed with Taze. Taze is if I was a drag queen, I would want to be everything that Taze is. Like, I just love her so much. She is mother. She is a goddess. I just love her. When I first saw her on that UK season 2 trailer, and she was... And They did a video of them in like a house, and they just panned to every queen. Every queen said something, and Taze was like, Taze. I was obsessed ever since. What were you gonna say?
No, I was just like saying, yeah, I remember that promo.
Yeah, it was a good promo. My 2nd drag mom is Alaska, cause that's her energy. I love her energy, and I just feel like we kind of are similar in energy, and then. My first drag aunt, Naomi Smalls. Drag aunt number 2, Monet Exchange. Love her down. Now, this is controversial. Drag aunt 3 is Shangela. Now, this is before the whole controversy stuff, okay?
Yeah, we did this back in 2023.
Yeah, so way before Shangela had that stuff. But drag aunt 3 was Shangela. Drag cousin 1, Lala Ree. Drag cousin 2, Priyanka. And then I had 3 for some reason. 3 was Anitra. Yeah. But those are the girls I love. I also love I love Jinx Monsoon.
Yes.
Tatiana was like one of the first girls. Oh,
I'm still surprised that you didn't put her on your tree.
I should. Maybe switch out with Shangela. I love Alyssa Edwards down. Love Vanjie, Aquaria, Raven is cool, Adore is cool, Trinity K. Bonet, Kenny Davenport. Also some international ones like Vanita Von Dash, she's really cool. Soa Demuse, Tia Coffee.
Yes.
Vanity Milan, Cheddar Gorgeous. Love them. Danny Beard is cool. So, oh, yeah. But, yeah. Those are some queens that we love. Unfortunately, we have started a little late, okay? But the episodes that we have missed, we're going to just revisit it at the end of the season. And it'll be kind of cool because we're going to look at it in a different lens, in a perspective of post-show. Like, we know who won, we know what happens, so we can review it in a different way. Perspective than you usually see in your typical podcast. Mm-hmm. Jamari, do you want to say the rules that we have? Do you have it?
Okay, so here are the rules, everybody. So the 2, it's just me and Serge, and we decided on the drag name, Drag Dads. Wait, no, Drag and Drag, and we're going to be calling ourselves Dads, and our teams are going to split into houses. So we're splitting our teams up into houses, and These will be created probably around the, before the first episode airs, or that season, around the Meet the Queens time when everybody gets to see, you know, who's going to be on the show.
Before the premiere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When that episode comes in fruition, we'll each be given a time limit for the show. Who gets to go first, since this is our first official, or we'll be keeping record on what we did in the past?
Well, okay, for this season, since we already did it, we're not gonna pick the queens out. We're just gonna retell what queens we have on our in our houses,
right?
For this season,
yeah. But as we've been doing before we started the podcast, the winner of the previous season will choose first, and they'll be given a minute to choose, you know, each queen as we go down. Once we get our queens together, we can decide on, okay, do we want to do trades? Like, do you want this queen for this queen?
Trading stops after the premiere. Like, we watch the premiere, and then, you know, you see the editing and stuff, and be like, okay, I might want to switch my girl to somebody else. Then you'd be like, okay, let's set up a trade. And also, if either of us want to do a trade, we will have a whole episode dedicated to that trade, and we'll see if we agree to trade on that queen.
So once that happens, we'll go into the show, and Serge, as he's done in the past, will keep a tally on who wins that week, who's lip syncing, who's in the bottom, who ends up going home. We'll keep track of all of that up until the end of the season, where we'll get to see who's the winner, who's Miss Congeniality, and we'll tally up, you know, who had the most wins on the team, who had the most bottoms, who had the most lip sync wins. But the main win that we're going for is who picked the queen that wins this season.
Yes, yes. And in the past, I think I have an edge over you. I think I picked the most winners.
One could say that, yeah, okay.
I think so. We can look back, because we've been doing this how many years?
I think we started in like season 12, wasn't it?
Let me look at it real quick, because I remember off the promo.
Yes.
Let me see. I think so. Since season 12, I believe we started doing this. And now,
I think I won season, didn't I?
I'm not sure.
I think the picture will show if you find it.
If you haven't, that's how long ago?
Was season? That was a while ago.
Jesus. I don't even have it. But yeah, I believe we started since season 12, and we're now doing a podcast and social media showing what we do. Make sure you follow us on social media, because we're going to keep track on our houses and how our houses do throughout the season. So keep an eye on our Instagram. But what is there any other rules we have?
I think that's all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just keep an eye out. Watch out for us, because we will be keeping stuff updated. And yeah, just stick around.
Yeah, stick around. But is there anything else we got to say before we get off?
Vote for me, because I'm gonna win this season.
Ah! You just did. But okay. So we are Dragon Draft, and we'll be back next week with another episode. Probably an episode where we're going to talk about who's in our houses. Ooh. So stay tuned for that. Follow me on Instagram or any other social media that is a thing at Call Me Serge. And Jamari?
You can follow me on Twitter at JamariMP and Instagram in the future.
Yes. How do you spell your name, just for people to know?
Oh, yeah. Right. You spell my name JOMARI. And then MB.
MB. Okay. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening, y'all. Bye.
Bye.